Welcome to John Carter's Mysteries and Beliefs Show, episode number 92. Coming up on the show today, UFO congressional hearing. Before we get into that, head over to Instagram and TikTok and give us a follow. We're available on most major listening platforms. And don't forget to head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. Now on to the show. Okay, we're back. What seems like almost a year. Man, we have too many long gaps in between episodes, which sucks.
We did a where have we been kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. But how long ago was that?
Like 3 months ago?
Probably.
Yeah, about 3 months ago. Listen, life happens.
I know, but we can't keep saying that life happens. We have to go on with the show. Isn't that what they always say? Got to go on with the show. But this is episode number 92. We have 8 more episodes and we'll hit 100. We got it. We were supposed to hit 100 a long time ago.
Woo!
But that's neither here nor there. But what we're talking about today is, as we said at the beginning, is the U.S. congressional hearing about UAPs, also known or formerly known as UFOs. Did you watch it?
I watched some of it. When I sent it to you, I was watching it, and then I tapped out.
Why'd you tap out? You didn't think it was interesting at all?
No, it was definitely interesting, but how my life is set up. My focus could not go there at the moment fully, but I did read some. I watched small short reels of the gentleman speaking, and
so you watched snippets of it.
Yeah, I watched snippets, okay. But I could not sit through the whole thing.
Well, I did watch the whole thing. Now, for those of you who live under a rock or who don't live in the United States, a U.S. congressional hearing was held July 26, 2023, regarding unidentified anomalous phenomena, aka UPAs, formerly known as UFOs. Whistleblower David Grush is alleging that executive branches of the government have been withholding information about UFOs for years. David Grush served 14 years as an intelligence officer in the U.S. Air Force and National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. He appeared before the U.S. Oversight Committee's National Security Subcommittee along with two former fighter pilots, David Fravor and Ryan Grave. Before we get into the whistleblower stuff, David Fravor was part of the Nimitz, the Go Fast, the whole TikTok thing. Remember when that came out?
No.
The video that the Pentagon released, the UFO sightings?
I remember the story. I don't remember names.
Okay. Well, that is the story that David Fravor from the Nimitz, he was a part of the whole Tic Tac and Go Fast video stuff. Like I mentioned off at the top, I did listen to and watched actually the whole hearing on the news. And what was interesting that he gave some information, but he didn't give a lot of details, David Grush. He is the whistleblower and he's the one one of the ones who brought this up to the government to investigate UFOs. Right. Of course, there's been ATIP and ARRO and all these other organizations who've been investigating UFOs, but they're really not getting anywhere. And he says the same thing that some of these agencies were saying, that the government, the military, the U.S. government and the military is not cooperating, given any information that they have. With his information under the protection of whistleblowers, he can give but so much information without being imprisoned.
Right.
But what's interesting, what he was talking about is everything that he said, they kind of shied away from saying alien.
Mm-hmm.
For people that are UFO fans, this is probably a win for them. It's like, didn't I tell you they were real? Didn't I tell you that they were real? Yeah. See, the government's hiding. They're probably hiding everything across the world.
Yeah.
And actually, we have the next two episodes going to be on UFOs. I have an interesting story that I've never heard of. It's going to be dubbed the second Roswell, and it's more current than what Roswell was in 1947.
Oh, interesting.
When they were talking about this, and everybody was kind of saying that it was non-human aircraft, they found non-human biologics.
Mm.
So they were really steering away from saying that they found aliens from outer space.
Right, sure.
I read some things that's online and watched a couple of videos and stuff like that about the whistleblower. There are always people out there that tries to dismiss everything that people do.
Yeah.
Everything. You have three people that are legitimate people that were in armed forces. Two of them actually flew planes that saw these things themselves, but they still don't believe it's real.
Right.
I mean, the only thing that it'll take for people like that to understand that there is something else is for them to actually see it themselves.
Yeah. The thing is that they did see that themselves.
Okay. Well, they had the experiences, those pilots, and there's a bunch of pilots that have. And Ryan Graves, he's one of the fighter pilots that was testifying.
Yeah.
He's got his own organization to investigate these phenomena.
Yeah.
Because he's worried about the safety of pilots.
Sure.
Of flights, because they've been, especially in Norfolk, I think he was a part of what was going on in Norfolk in 2014, I think it may have been, or maybe earlier than that.
Yep.
But these things were in their flight path. So if these things take off, if our, you know, airport out of Norfolk planes take off, they could be in the way and they could crash our planes. And, you know, not only that, with David Fravor and the Nimitz, they were just on an exercise run, just, you know, and they were going what they said. He said, real world means you guys got to go look at something. This is real. Go check this out. These people on our air, whatever this is in our airspace, we pick up parts of it on the radar, but we don't pick it up all up on the radar.
That's the thing. These are people that you would think that, I mean, you're trusting them in your airspace. Why then wouldn't you believe an account? Are they getting, what is it, when you're in the air and then maybe you get dizzy? I don't know the term. What I'm saying is even people are on the ground that are seeing these things. And I get cell phones, you can trick things. But if these are otherwise educated teachers, doctors, pilots, all these people that are saying things, and to your point, safety, and I hate to use the term gaslighting, and I even think they use that in the hearing, why then wouldn't you believe that? I'm with him as far as the safety goes, but I just wanted to bring up that point. The pilot, that's who you should trust. They're in the airspace.
Yeah.
That's who you should trust. So
they are.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that. I just.
And do you know how many pilots that don't come out and tell?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was part of it, right?
Yeah.
He said, he asked that question, right?
Yeah, there's so many pilots because they're a fear of ridicule.
Yeah.
Fear of they're going to ground them if they do come out and say, oh, something must be wrong with you. You must be crazy.
Sure. Yeah.
But with these fighter pilots, and going back to the Nimitz, because this is the most popular, you know, of this era of UFO sightings, is these pilots were in fighter planes, were following this thing.
Yeah.
They didn't catch it the whole time on radar. The person who caught it was flipping between his radar, different colors, and that's how he caught it on this one, like a targeting system.
Mm.
It's the only way he caught it. So the radar, what these things were doing was jamming the regular radar.
Oh,
so when he was saying, David Fravor, that it was sort of like they knew that they were trying to track them and they jammed their radar systems.
Right, yeah.
They said, well, we see this. And on the ship, they go, well, I don't see that on my radar.
Sure.
Well, I'm tracking it. Well, we don't see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they caught that video and people were going like, he said they only showed like a 30-second clip or a minute clip.
Yeah.
But it was going on much longer than that. They couldn't catch up to it.
Yeah.
So that's why they couldn't get clear video. They saw it from a certain distance from their planes,
right.
But they could not catch it because it was too fast. And as they descended on it, the thing just, he said the thing went from, you know, the above the water to like 30,000 feet in no time. And what was interesting when it comes to like national security, and that's what the other pilot, Ryan Grave, was also concerned with, and David Grush, is because of national security. Because if it's not extraterrestrial, is it some country outside of the United States that has technology like this?
Exactly. So, well, that's my thing.
And David Fravor was saying that we had no defense against these things.
Yeah.
if they had weapons, they could have done anything to us.
Zapped them right out of the air.
And one of the accounts that they were talking about is there was a pilot that was as close to 17 feet away from this object and saw it.
Wow.
They tried to follow it. They went as high as close to, I think he was saying 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
As high as they can cap off in their planes. And he said the thing shot up to 80,000 feet. And he said, to you people out there who don't know, 80,000 feet above the Earth is space.
Right.
Yeah. So what object is going to go out in space and come right back down?
Right.
And what was also interesting that David Fravor said, when they were following this thing, the tic-tac-o-go-fast, that there was like a big whitewash in the water because they were coming off of a ship. And it was like these objects were hovering above this whitewash and it took off. But the whitewash was still there. He said it was very calm, very clear. So there wasn't waves in the water. He didn't see what was under the water, of course, because it was under the water. But so after that thing took off and they couldn't catch it, they went back to where the whitewash was and it was gone. So if it was just waves, it would still be there.
It would, right.
So what does it take for people to believe there is something else? And I don't know if I would prefer if it was something else, because what they also spoke about is, are they testing our defenses? So they've been here for a while. I mean, if they wanted to, I believe they could do whatever they want. Are they testing our defenses for an attack? What can they do?
Sure.
Are they interested in our nuclear technology? Because there's been a lot of sightings all across the world.
All across.
At nuclear plants. Also, armed forces across the world that have nuclear technology.
John, it's us from the future trying to stop.
Well, if it is us from the future, they better come out and say something.
All right, yeah.
You know? And what was also interesting, they were talking about, well, if they're so advanced, why would they crash?
Yeah.
They said, and was interesting, because they were like, okay, you know how safe a pilot is, or an aircraft is? How safe is a car? And how often does accidents and crashes happen?
Mm-hmm.
They still happen. Doesn't matter how safe it is. Nothing is 100% safe.
Right.
So if they did crash, they crash. Grush was also talking about they did capture non-human biologics. And with the aircraft that they did have, that they were reverse engineering the aircraft. So that's why we have some of the technology that we have today.
Right. I don't doubt it.
And he also spoke about people that have died. And also, what's her name talked about that? Bob Lazar spoke about that also.
Yeah.
Because the unknown, when you research anything, or if you don't, you have something that object or anything that you don't know about, you don't know what's going to happen once you start tinkering with it.
Sure.
So these scientists or physicists or whatever are tinkering with this thing. They don't know what it is and they don't know what it's going to do.
Yeah.
So he said himself that some of them had died from dealing with these spacecraft.
I remember.
And
that.
They asked some of the people on the panel were asking, you know, did they die from radiation poisoning? And he said, well, he couldn't disclose it. Like I said after at the beginning, that he couldn't give a lot of details, but he just kind of summarized what he knew. But he would give information behind closed doors. So there's a lot more information and details about this that's going on and what's being withheld by the government than what he can put out to the public at this point.
Right. Have you looked to see, has he made any comments or anything?
No, because it was only last week.
Sure. No, I know. It's only last week, but the internet.
He hasn't had any interviews or anything like that, but he's going to do closed. They kept talking about skiffs. I don't know what a skiff is. And doing giving more information behind closed doors to some of the Congress and some of the people that are involved or allegedly involved in the cover-ups of these UFOs.
Yeah.
And we've been kind of knowing this for, you know, a long time that they've been covering up things like this. And they try to discredit everybody that has information about things like this. You know, right. Why is it only UFOs? Why is it only that certain presidents were privy to information about UFOs too?
Sure.
Because they don't want it to get out.
What about that guy that just, he was part of, he just gave his findings, Kilpatrick, I think his name is. What, you know who I'm talking about. If you watch someone commented on it, that he said that there was nothing. And he was a guy that he's an educator, and he testified, that's the word I'm looking for. He testified that he does something in that field. He said he disproved it. So how did he disprove it with all of this?
Are you talking about the ATIP thing that they had a while ago or the arrow
I'm
thing?
I'm talking about the hearing just this past week.
Well, it was only three of them that was on the hearing this week.
The gentleman referred to the guy Kilpatrick during the opening statements.
Okay, yeah, because I believe that was from the ATIP or arrow thing that they had.
Right.
Because that what they were saying is a lot of these phenomena was created by humans.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he showed was that, okay, look at these lights and all this. I watched that also, and it was about something about the lights in the sky, and they were recording it.
Yeah.
And it ended up being like, it was a standstill at an airport that was like 40 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
They were aircraft,
right?
You know, whatever airline, they were our aircraft. But there were a couple of things that they showed that they could not figure out, you know, what is this silver object?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a bunch of them that were investigating, because ATIP and Arrow are two different organizations, and they investigated and they got as much information as they can, and they presented their cases. And of course, some of them, you know, kind of debunked some of them, just like I mentioned, but some of them were, I mean, and he even mentioned that was of unknown origin. They're not saying it's extraterrestrial. They're not saying it's aliens from outer space, but it is unknown.
Sure.
So we don't know what it is. In both cases scenarios, just like I said, would I prefer it being from outer space, or would we prefer it being some country that's not an ally to the United States having technology like this?
Yeah.
Both scenarios are not good. We know if it's something in this world that has this technology, we can probably get our hands on it some kind of way to defend against it.
Yeah.
But if it's from outer space, no chance. We have no chance. They can just come snatch whatever they want to.
Whatever they want. They could take full advantage. And probably have been in subtle ways.
And people always say, oh, well, people don't see this. Everybody has cell phones and all this. And if you take a picture with a cell phone, there's something that's even just across the street. You can't really pick it up because it's so tiny. And it's at nighttime with a light, you can't even really take a good picture of the moon if it's huge and full in the sky.
I think that's what one of the gentlemen brought up, that how come cell phones can pick up these things, helicopters, things like that.
You're taking pictures?
Yeah, taking pictures with your cell phone. But when it comes to UAPs, nothing. That's what they said. But that's not true. People have come forward with cell phone footage, and it's been always debunked. Always.
Yeah, quite often it is, because unless you have like a really good camera with a really good lens, the focal length on the lens, they're not good enough to pick up video or anything like that, unless that thing is really close and it's really huge.
Sure.
And especially at nighttime, it could be anything at night. So
you
any
don't
light
believe
in the sky.
That anybody's cell phone has picked up?
No, I don't. I believe it has, but it's not clear. It's not enough detail in the image to say it's this or it's not this.
Sure.
So people can pick up helicopters, because helicopters don't fly as high as a, you know, commercial airplane or fighter plane if they're flying that high.
Yeah.
But a helicopter is relatively low. Of course you can pick up that. And if they're shooting a missile, you can see the stream
Thank you,
of
missile.
Yeah, you can see the missile. You can see sure. the stream
yep.
that's behind it. Yep. You know, the propulsion that's behind it.
Right.
You know, but with these UAPs that's going across like really fast, you don't see any plume or any propulsion system that's giving off any smoke or anything like that.
Right.
For these, so how are they staying in the air?
Yeah.
If you say it's not unidentified, or were they using non-human origin aircraft? You know, how are they staying in the air?
Right.
What type of propulsion system are they using?
Yeah.
And they talked about what some of the pilots saw. Like the one that I said that was relatively close, about 17 feet away. They said they were in like a clear bubble, and there was a black cube inside of the bubble. So, but they didn't see any pilots or anything humanoid. And of course, the Tic Tac, they couldn't see those. The other thing from the Navy ship, they just had video of these things just following along with the ship.
And you're talking about what happened during the conference, the hearing.
That wasn't, the Tic Tac was David Fravor, and these cubes inside of this clear thing was Ryan Grave. That was his testimony.
So let's think about this for a second. Imagine you being a commercial pilot, not even
a fighter.
What is he?
F-18 fighter pilot.
Being a fighter pilot. And you and your co-pilot got all these people traveling to Bora Bora, and you saw something in the sky. I think you're obligated to say something, right? You're obligated to report things. Observe and report. I'm sure that's part of your job description. I don't know. I'm not a pilot, but I'm sure it is. How many pilots, commercial, have said nothing, did not say a word for fear of losing their job?
A retribution.
Yeah, repercussions. Can you imagine the repercussions? Mm-hmm. And then imagine if they started questioning you. They thought that maybe what you saw could have been valid, but then they
disbelieve what you saw.
Exactly. They make you disbelieve it, or they ruin your career somehow. Well, he's unstable mm-hmm. because...
And they ground him.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of these pilots don't come out. I mean, because they don't really care about, well, they do care about public safety. And a part of that is, okay, do we have a stable pilot? That's why they don't let the pilots drink and smoke.
They only have so many hours.
Yeah.
Right.
So is this pilot in sound mind when he was flying? They would check how many hours have he been in the air?
And that makes
sense. What type of flight? Is he on drugs? Sure. And you know, they would go through all kinds of screening of this pilot after he said that. And so that's why a lot of them, they come out with these anonymous reports that they've seen things. I mean, they're in the air all the time.
Did that guy Graves have? He said it was, what was it?
Daily basis.
Grossly underreported.
Said they was on a daily basis.
Right. But it's underreported. Only how many came forward? Was it less than 30? Less than 40, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was a very low percentage of the pilots that came out.
Yeah, that came
and
out.
And reported these events.
But just imagine, we don't know what's going, just like we don't know what's going in our ocean, what's going down underneath. So below, we don't know what's going on in our friendly skies, as it were.
And that's one thing that they did mention is, we know more about space than we do under our ocean.
Sure.
So whatever is coming from outer space could go in our ocean. It's not going to crush their ships.
No.
Or anything like that. Because, you know, they have that technology. And we see that these things are coming out of the sky. How do we know that they're not actually coming out of our ocean?
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Because there could be, you know, a species of us that lives under the ocean.
Could be. How would we know?
And they may just be coming up for resources. Again, they could be coming up for reconnaissance. You know, it's like, okay, they're about to blow our, you know, spot up. We got to take care of this. Over the years, there's been reports of technology that has shut off the capability of using nuclear missiles. One of the more famous one, I think that was back in the 50s when there was almost an incident between the U.S. and Russia. If they wanted to, they said they could not fire their nuclear weapons, both sides. So, again, it could be us that's coming back and saying, hey, we got to save our planet.
Right.
If it were, is there a better way to do it?
There has to be a better way. I'm sure there is. I'm sure.
And it's just not the United States.
No.
I mean, we're not the end-all, be-all of the world. We're just a small part of this world.
It's very small.
But, I don't know, for some reason, you know, UFOs, the U.S. is kind of like, what do they call us now? The superpower?
Right.
At some point, we're going to lose that because the way our country's going now.
Hey, don't speak ill of our country.
I know. I love the United States, but, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on in the United States that could be better.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, everybody has their flaws. We just happen to be the better of them, I guess I'd say. You know, not to bring comic books into this subject, but doesn't it kind of remind you when you brought up, how do we know it's coming from space? It might be coming from underwater. Doesn't it kind of put you in mind of what's his name from Marvel?
Aquaman? No, not Aquaman. No.
What's his name that just started? It was in Black Panther.
Oh, Namor.
Namor. They're starting to come out of the water.
I know, because you know, God rest their souls, but that sub that was under the water.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, I was saying, because remember watching
they did
the movie?
It. They detached it. They did it.
Namor snatched that joint out of the ocean.
We're not supposed to laugh about it.
I know it's not funny, but there was a lot of things that were going about that. And I think somebody else commented on it, that Namor came to get that sub. Because that's what
angry.
They did.
Namor, we're corroding the oceans. We're doing really bad stuff to our oceans. I mean, that's one of our four elements, and we're just kind of abusing it. So,
and recently they just showed like 10,000 fish or something like that that washed up on the shore in Texas.
Yep,
you know, and they blamed it on the temperature. You know, the things could be environmental that caused that, but I think they may be doing something out in the water that caused
they're
that.
Absolutely doing something.
Is that
in the
many
water.
Fish all at one time?
Yeah.
And that has happened before when some of the other countries tested stuff in the water. We have to drink this water. We have to use water. Why would you poison it?
Why would you poison it? Well, you and I have picked up trash even when we just go to the beach.
Yeah.
Virginia Beach, namely, because we've gone there and we've witnessed people, how they pollute sitting right beside us. Yeah. And luckily we have trash bags and stuff. I say trash bags as I'm talking about polluting. They are plastic, so I'm not helping, but I'd rather for it to go in
the landfill
and not the ocean. I mean, random things that you see the birds come down and start pecking at.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know, back to the topic.
Sorry.
But, and another thing, some of the people, they said the number of reports by bystanders.
I said Virginia Beach because that's where they were upgrading the gentleman that did the hearing. They were upgrading their radar system or something.
Yeah,
like
in
that.
Norfolk.
Yeah,
Norfolk. Which is right around.
So that's why I brought it up.
And we see the most fire. Of the time that we're there, we see the fighter pilots fly over the beach.
So cool.
There have been less cases of civilians also coming out and reporting some of these incidents also because of ridicule.
Right.
And one reason that this didn't have anything to do with the hearing, but another reason why they've been doing that, because of social media and the internet. If I was to report that I saw this incident back in the day, 70s, let's say the 70s, you report there's a UFO, you could be on the news. Unless you live in that neighborhood or that town, you don't know where this person is. But now if I go out onto on the news and I give my name and my information, it's right there. So everybody's going to start searching that local area.
Right.
So now they're going to find your social media. They'll find you and they'll start, you know, going at you, ridiculing you and stuff like that. Again, there's a lot of cases of people not reporting this as civilians. And some people don't care, but some people do care because, you know, for instance, if you work in a Fortune 500 company and you're executive of this company and you come out and say, oh my God, I saw this unidentified flying object in the air and it looked like there was a little green man or somebody in that thing.
Sure.
You know, you have your board calling you into the, John, we you know, we don't think you're the right fit for our culture of our company. So we're going to have to let you go.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what happened. And the same thing with law enforcement.
Sure.
Same thing will happen with pilots, commercial pilots and things like that, too.
Right.
People really don't care if you're like a celebrity or musician or something like that. They don't care because you're always in spotlight anyway. So
yeah.
You can go at them however you want. It's like, okay, the more, you know, you talk about me, the more I'm in the limelight.
Right. I was just thinking about the limelight part. I'm just thinking like, what is the motive? Like how well known do you want to be in order to report something that big?
Yeah.
Right? Can you imagine you've worked your whole life to become this pilot? That was your dream. That's mm-hmm. your path. People don't wake up one morning and say, I think I want to be a pilot. And I don't, you know, you study, you go to school, you do all these things. And then all of a sudden this one thing happens to you. They'll say one day I'm going to be famous. I don't know.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? And even with the deal that just happened over the last couple of months in Las Vegas, that they saw something that allegedly crash landed, and then they saw something in the backyard. I mean, right. I saw the video. I really didn't see what it was that they were looking at. But I mean, who's to say? You can't debunk what they saw. I mean, they looked afraid. They jumped back and all that. And they called the police. And even I think one of the police officers witnessed whatever had happened there too.
That's right. Yeah.
So who is to know? The next episode that we do, episode number 93 with the story, it's similar to what I'm going to talk about on that show.
Oh, okay. They have an investigator still on that, by the way, for Vegas.
I believe it.
It would have already been swept, that incident, had the young man did not go on social media talking about it. The only thing is that we haven't heard anything from the police, nor have we heard anything, you know, the gentleman that took the report, the police officer, nor the one that allegedly saw
whatever it was,
right. That witnessed it as well as other people that reported it. So and there hasn't been any news other than the Pentagon is still investigating it from what I last read.
And breaking news out of Las Vegas as well. There has been a raid on a house for Tupac Shakur's death last month in July.
Why are you talking about Tupac?
They did a raid last month on somebody's house, and I believe it was Keefe D, the one who was telling all the story, that was a cousin of the alleged person that they said shot Tupac. There was a raid on a house in Las Vegas last month.
Sure.
So, no, it was in LA. I think it was LA, but the Las Vegas, wherever it was. Okay. But there was a raid because they said someone was withholding evidence in their home about Tupac's death. And also allegedly that somebody took shell casings from the shooting and was holding those.
Okay, but what does that have to do with the UAPs again?
You know, this unknown Tupac.
Oh, you know? Gosh.
And it was Las Vegas, too.
And he's still alive?
No, I didn't say he was still alive, but you know. Okay. But that's for another story. But it was Las Vegas, you know, and didn't investigate. We were talking about Las Vegas, but anyway. Anyway, so if they come out with an arrest sometime soon for Tupac or whatever, some conviction, this because they did a raid recently for Tupac fans out there in the world. That would be me. Okay.
Anyhow.
I think these were credible witnesses that was on that stand.
Sure.
I mean, all of them were career military people, and they have no reason to come out to lie about this.
No.
None at all. So, I mean, they're not going to get famous and rich from telling these stories. You did a movie, you did a book. I mean, it's going to make so much money.
Right.
It'll put you in a limelight whatever time.
Sure.
David Fravor, he said he had no backlash at all when he came out and told his story from the Tic Tac thing.
You have to tell people what Tic Tac means. And what's the other word you use? Nimitz?
Nimitz is the ship that David Fravor was on in the U.S. Air Force.
Okay.
So the carrier ship of the airplanes.
Thought it was a gang.
So
go ahead. Sorry.
They called it Tic Tac because if you don't know what a Tic Tac, back in the day, they used to have these candies, little white round candies that were just smooth and small and round.
Right.
He described it as every place in the world had these propane or a fuel tank that's
resembles
oblong. It's Tic Tac. He said it looked like one of those. which looks like a Tic Tac, that had no seams on it.
Got it.
And
it, I have heard
they
that.
Called it Go Fast is because they could not catch that shit.
Right.
Because it was going too goddamn fast for them.
Yeah.
They even asked David Fravor, what the maneuvers could a human be piloting that plane, that craft?
Right.
He said, no, they couldn't. Yeah. They would die with the G-forces and the way it changed. It's no way that a pilot could be inside of that craft. But
I was about to say, but didn't Graves say there was something, like you said earlier? It wasn't just a cube. He said it was something.
Something around it.
Yeah.
And that is going back to Bob Lazar, because anything that can distort gravity can distort time.
Sure.
So if they have some gravity drive, then they can distort time. So we talked about this previously on the DeGlocka, the whole German bell thing. That's what they were working on back in the day.
Yeah.
And some of the scientists the same way died, the same way some of these people that are restudying these so-called, you know, alleged non-biologic aircraft had died. Oh, and I forgot to mention this is Grush also said, Grush, again, going back, so if you don't remember, is the whistleblower who put this all thing out about the government withholding the information about UAPs. He knows people that were harassed and people that allegedly has gotten killed over the information that's being withheld, trying to put it out there.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And one of the congressmen said, I wish I would have written it down, but there's some law or amendment that if anybody tries to withhold this information, he's going to enact that.
Mm.
So they have to disclose the information.
Sure.
It may not be out into the public, but it has to be disclosed to Congress.
Did any one of the questions that were asked to Mr. Graves, did any of those, the question and the reply, did it stand out to you? Which one, if you can recall?
No, it didn't really stand out because I knew a lot about the David Fravor, his incidents with the Nimitz, and also with Graves. Graves is the one that was in Norfolk. So we knew about the thing in Norfolk too, about the story, but we didn't know, like you said, it's grossly underreported. I didn't know that part. But with David Grush, those things that they always speculated, that things that we already knew or we thought we knew that was going on, that there have been crash landings. They have gotten, they've captured dead and alive, again, non-human biologics and also non-human aircraft that they've been reverse engineering. So it was just him coming out and validating what people already suspected that the government was doing. So some of the questions were kind of similar that came from each individual congressman.
Right. But the one that they said, to your point, going back again to the water and not the sky, because each incident that he was referencing happened near the
water.
Near water. Yeah.
Near water. Yeah. And the naval bases.
And I hadn't heard that before, like near naval. I have not heard that. So that's what made me.
Yeah. They had the Nimitz, which is aircraft carrier.
Sure.
They had Princeton.
Yeah.
Which is an aircraft carrier. And Norfolk. Where's Norfolk?
Right.
Air Force Base.
That makes sense.
Oceana, because he mentioned Oceana, which we drive past all the time when we go down to camping in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
It's right there. So, I mean,
stop telling people our business.
This is their business. We don't fly no
fighter pilot. We camp in Virginia Beach. They don't even know our business.
Yeah, we camp right on the beach in the water with Namor.
No, but yeah. Imagine that. Imagine. But seriously, that struck me. And then the gentleman mentioned an article from the New York Post or the New York Times. I think it was like 2014. I'm curious to read what that.
That is the story with Graves. He's a part of that whole thing.
That's why he was questioning it. Okay.
In Norfolk.
That makes sense.
That's the whole deal in Norfolk.
So guys, read the article. Maybe you'll learn something new. I guess I'll read it when I get a chance.
Because when was it? It was about, was it
2014?
It was 2014, but they dropped the story, what, 21 or something like that? Or a little 20?
Oh,
the Pentagon released all this, the information about UFOs?
I don't know. Good question.
Yeah, it's been a while that they dropped the story.
We'll
I mean, you've already heard the story before. I mean, if you're a UFO enthusiast, you've heard these stories. But you can just go back. If you haven't heard anything, just read on some of the New York Post articles about the Nimitz, Princeton, the ship, and also Norfolk or Oceana in Norfolk Air Base.
I just want to say that I believe in our military. I don't know what people, I get it. It's their, your job to question people. You should question everything. You just should, as a human in the times that we're living in, question everything.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then do your own research and use your own discernment. Mm-hmm. With that, I believe that all of the military personnel that saw something, I believe them.
They really saw something.
Yeah. And how brave that he's coming out saying, safety first, guys. When we get in the car, we put on our seatbelt. Mm-hmm. Safety first. That's important. We need to be protected above and below. If he's out there and that's what he's not going off any crazy talk. He's saying, this is for safety, guys. It doesn't matter whether you think it's an alien or not. I'm telling you, we cannot ignore
public safety
and
national security.
National security is probably my go-to.
If it were an alien threat from off-world,
yeah,
guarantee every country in this world would unite.
Oh, hell yeah. Well,
unless somebody has... somebody makes a deal. No, they would. Yeah, they would.
Because I doubt it.
If you have the same threat across the world, they're gonna come together and try to figure it out.
Do you know how many dictators are killing their own people right now? You think they care? They don't care.
They'll be the first one to be wiped out.
Don't say stuff like that.
But anywho, like I mentioned, I know I dropped it a couple times during the show, but next week or next episode that we do, episode number 93, it's going to be another UFO story. And the exact same thing that they did in Roswell, New Mexico. The story is similar to that, but it's different. And they did get a lot of ridicule and backlash because of the way the story was presented out.
I have one last question and then I'll let you go. Have you looked at any of the TikTok videos?
No.
I kind of figured you didn't. You're not really a social media person, so I'll reserve my questions. I've tried to stay away from those kind of videos because you tend to get trapped into... once it's reported, I automatically go into research mode because, you know, that's my jam. So I just look it up and then I'll see what they have to say. Once I've
vetted the story.
Yeah, I have to vet it first. That's my first thing, as always, to vet the story and then go from there. But I ask that people have some pretty interesting conspiracies out there. Not worth they're for entertainment only, but some of them make you go, whoa, that'd be kind of interesting if it were this or that. So that's why I was asking if you looked at any, but I know you're not necessarily social media person. I'm trying to get you to be one, but
you know, some of those stories and things like that, it kind of misconstrues the validity of a story of anything.
I understand.
Because it's just people are, you know.
Okay, but wait, what about the lady on the plane that said the person was not real? And then the witnesses that started coming forward.
Yeah, she was screaming and stuff. I saw. I didn't see it, but I heard it.
Okay, got it.
On something else.
The witnesses came forward. But then who vets the witnesses? Were you really on that plane? Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just have to be careful. That was one of the things I wanted to say, because people will say, well, I just saw this video on TikTok. And
all right, too much anyways, TikTok talk.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you guys for listening to the show.
I could say Facebook too.
Nah, well, or Instagram. Social media, too much social media for you. But again, thank you guys.